bless the Lord for you, Mr. Smith. Who else would like to give a shout out of their name and tell us where you're calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio, Charles E. Bibbs, Sr.
Ohio is in the house, Mr. Dibbs. We bless you this morning. Who else would like to give a shout out real quickly of their name?
College Park, Georgia.
College Park, Georgia. We bless the Lord for you. We're going to go on and get the call started this morning. And again, I am Joyce Lynn Henderson from the north side of town in Hartford, Wisconsin, along with one of the co-hosts of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, this morning in Prairie View, Texas. And we just honor the Lord for each and every one of you that has taken your time this morning to join us on the Master's Morning Call. I want to go on and bring to the line Amber to open this call in prayer to set the atmosphere of what we believe and anticipate and expect the Lord to do this morning. Amber, if you're on the line, if you would take the call now.
Can you hear me, Dr. Joycelyn?
Loud and clear. God bless you this morning, dear.
Amen. We're just packing it out for Jesus. That's what we're doing.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
That's for the kingdom, Houston, everywhere. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we bless you, and our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, even according to your word, that you shall hear our voice in the morning. And in the morning, we direct our prayers unto you, according to Psalms 5:3. So, Father God, we just come and thanking you, Father God, and praising you, Father God, because your mercies are new every morning, and we have not been consumed. The death angel passed each and every one of our bedsides because of the blood covering that covers us. God, we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the very wickedness out of it, God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the portals of heaven are already open, God. And Father God, the spiritual airways and highways has been hijacked for Jesus. So God, we thank you that we have clear frequencies, God, Father God, to hear what you have to say to the church. And so God, we thank you for preparing us, Father God, for the word of God. We pray for our host, and Father God, God bless them and continue to use them and download to them all things that pertain to God, life and godliness in Christ Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the robbers, Lord Jesus. Your perfect will is going to be done, God. We pray for artists, Father God, the founders, as well as each and every person that's connected, as well as people that are not connected, that's on this call, that's looking for the word of God. Now we pray for the man of God that's walking in an apostolic and prophetic vein of you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you for revelation knowledge, Father God. Not only the Logos word, but we're looking and we're putting the man on the anointing for the rhema word that will come from his mouth, Father God, from heaven to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that rivers of living water shall continuously to flow, God. Break the bread of life, man of God. We thank you, Father God, for all things. Now we bind the hand of the enemy, every diabolical assignment. We do not pray earthbound prayers, but we look for the glory of God and the manifestations of all that God has for us. We decree and declare that is so. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Joycelyn.
Amen. Oh, Lord, I honor the Lord for you, Minister Amber. I just appreciate the God in you. This call is already the spiritual highway. Has been hijacked for Jesus. I just bless the Lord for you and for all of you that are standing in the gap for this call. And as she has already prayed for the Roberts this morning, we honor the Lord for what God is still doing in and through that man and woman of God. I want to just very quickly go through just a few announcements. I want to call your attention again back to our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, the Masters morningcall.wordpress.com. You can go to that website and find all of the messages since this call began back in October of 2010. And then if you also have a praise report testimony, something that you would like for us to stand in agreement with you, if you would send it to themasterscall@gmail.com. Again, themasterscall@gmail.com. This call is, first of all, set to enhance, to enrich and to empower believers as we begin our morning, as we go through our day, reflecting back on the Word of God. And Ms. Amber has already talked about and prayed in reference to that Psalms 5, verse 3, that is one of the connecting scriptures that I always use with this scripture mandate that has been given to the Master's Morning Call through Dr. Roberts. And that scripture that mandates this call is Psalms 88, verse 13. And it says, "But unto thee I have cried, O Lord, and in the morning shall my prayers come up to you." That is such a tremendous blessing to me this morning to know that when I cry out, God heareth me. And because of that, that is exactly why this call has been started. So we honor the Lord for each and every one of you. I want to also call your attention to your own back office. If you are a part of Artists International, this God-ordained company, where the head and the leadership of this company is God-fearing, God-honoring, and we just honor the Lord for the Diaz de Leon family this morning, and we say even now, Lord God, bless them again. And so we give God praise, glory, and honor for what he is doing. I even say this morning that God will surround them with favor as a shield. So we bless them this morning, and we are so grateful for every one of you that have taken your time this morning to be on the Master's call this morning. I want to bring now the man of God to the floor that he would have ample time to come and bring us the Word of God. I want to go on and tell you, get paper, get something to write with, and get somewhere that you will be very quiet, that you can hear what the Word of God would say to you individually. We have already pulled on the anointing of God, and I want to say that this is a man of God that I truly believe loves the Lord, number one, loves his family, and loves those men and women of God that serves the Lord with truth and integrity. He is one that walks in integrity. He loves his Father God, and he loves his children. And I am so grateful this morning to be his wife, the one that I truly love and adore this morning. He still makes my baby leap, and he is still the jiggle in my jello. So I bless the Lord this morning for none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III, who is the senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center for the last 25 years. And, man of God, we honor the Lord for the Word of God that is in your mouth this morning. And we say, if you would come to the line now and to bring us the Word that God has given into you, that you might speak that Word, that we might be encouraged in the things of the Lord. God bless you, Pastor, as you come.
Good morning. Can you hear my voice okay?
Now, if you would just speak up just a little bit louder.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
All
right. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, ma'am. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Praise God. Also to Dr. Roberts, the Roberts in their absence. Praise God. And to the Master's Call, it is truly a blessing and an honor again to be with you. We have been teaching on You Are What You Think, and I think I'm going to end that on this particular teaching now, You Are What You Think. And I want to talk this morning about hindrances to right thinking. What is hindering you and me to our right thinking? So let me use 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. I'll read that for you. First in the King James Version, then I want to read it also in the Amplified, because it does exactly what it's supposed to do, is amplify that teaching. So 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 said, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, the Amplified, same passage, says the same thing, but it says it a little bit different. It says, "For though we walk, live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh, and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds, inasmuch as we refute arguments and theories and reasonings and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God, and we leave every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Praise God. Now, Satan wants to control the mind, which is the controlling factor of the whole man. The mind is controlled by strongholds, good or bad. The mind is lodged within the soul of man and is the converging place of the human spirit and body. Man is a triune being. He is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. The Father's plan is for man's spirit to control his person through the influence of the Holy Spirit, working with the new nature, which is the nature of Christ. So we see that the spirit, soul, and body, but the spirit is the higher form, or the spirit is the more noble of all of these in the sense that God wants to control you and I through our own human spirit by the influence of the Holy Spirit working with the new nature of Christ. So that's very, very important. The human spirit then influences the mind through the new mindsets or the renewed mind. The mind then controls the body. So we have the spirit, Holy Spirit influencing our own human spirit, which is to influence the mind. And you'll see why this is important just in a moment. Then the mind controls the body. The body is a servant. It just does whatever the mind says. Satan's plan is for man's own soul, rather than the spirit, to control his person with influence from his old fallen nature, if he's lost, or his old fallen nature if he is saved, that is, his fallen nature if he's lost, rather, and his old fallen nature that God has overcome now by salvation. Satan still seeks to use that to control the man. Satan does this by his world system. He does it by demonic spirits, and he does it primarily by old mindsets. The mind in turn controls the body, causing it to do the ungodly things. Now, the soul is the lodging place of the will of man. In other words, your will and my will is within our soul. So God and Satan wants to influence man's will. Why? Because man is a free moral agent. He can choose to serve God or not. God made us free. God gave us that. And so therefore, they both seek to influence man so that man's will be influenced to do either righteousness or unrighteousness. Our life is dominated by strongholds or mindsets. We have certain vents. We react certain ways based upon our mindsets. Now, mindset is a fixed mental attitude formed by, number one, experiences that we've had. By education, what have you learned? What do you read? By the culture that you've been placed in, and also by our five senses. Another name for mindset is ruts, or our behavior patterns. You are who you are based upon your belief system, and those things have been affected by what you have learned, by your experiences. Who hurt you? Who did wrong to you as a child? Who spoke into your life? What did your culture say? And all of a sudden now you behave in a certain way. We don't always do what we say, but we do what we believe, and that is within our mindsets, and Satan works with that. Satan knows that. Familiar spirits know you, and they know how to work through your mindsets, and that's why the Bible said that we have to renew our mind if we're born again. Even though you're born again, you're saved, your mindset had to be renewed. Even though Israel was delivered out of Egypt, they still had Egypt in them. Our text tells us that there is an ongoing warfare to pull down strongholds in the mind which exalt itself against God's kingdom. These strongholds are made up of imaginations and high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God or God's kingdom. Imagination here in our text here in the Greek word for logismos, and it means that we get our word logic from that. And logismos means to take an inventory, to compute and to arrive at a reasoning or an argument, or in our words, a belief. Hathings is from the Greek word hupsoma, and hupsoma here, which means an elevated things or a place. What is spoken of here is our pride or our attitude that is elevated over God's word. That's what pride is. God will say a certain thing, but my reasoning, I've looked at this thing and thought about it. I believe it's like this. So what I do is elevate my thoughts over God's thoughts. Thank God he said my thoughts are not your thoughts. Hallelujah to God. But my thoughts are so much higher than your thoughts. But what pride is that I don't want God telling me what to do in a certain area. I'll handle that God myself. And so I elevate my will over God's will. In other words, I become God in that area, and I dethrone God so that he cannot rule over me. And so these thoughts, the belief system, these patterns, these things that we have learned become stronghold. And so therefore, listen, the spirit is willing, but the flesh becomes weak. Let's look at the process of mindsets. And this will help us to understand stronghold and reasoning and how these arguments are formed. It's just a particular scripture. It looks like it's not really speaking to it, but let me just talk about it for a minute. In Hebrews 11:13, if you remember, we call Hebrews 11 chapter the hall of faith. We have the great men and women of God that are spoken about and the things that they did. They subdued certain things, overcame certain things, and it talks about them greatly. But it comes to verse 13, something very interesting. It says, and these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now, let's look at it again. First of all, they heard the promises of God, and these words they heard created images. Now, when we learn, we speak in words, but we don't see letters. In other words, if I say to you, dog, you don't see in your mind D-O-G. What you see is your dog or somebody else's dog, your neighbor dog, that dog you don't like down the street somewhere. But you see dog. We see images. Words are made to create images in our mind. And now, the words that they heard created certain images. In other words, the more the word you hear, the more image becomes clear. In other words, if I said to you cake, and then if I said to you a white cake, if I say a white cake with a coconut on it, a white cake with coconut, three layers, and the more description I give you, the sharper the focus of that cake become. Well, that's what the word of God is set to do, is to create images to us, to paint a picture, if you will, so that we would have something to grasp upon. When you hear the promises, when you meditate upon the promises of God, it is to create a picture, a image. Watch this now, a end product, if you will, and to get us to focus on that. So they had heard the promises of God. Amen. That's what it tells us there. And these images was created. So in that verse it said that, listen, but having seen. So these images create the, and they saw, having seen, they saw the image of what that word was proclaiming to them. And then it said they were persuaded. That means they begin to believe what they were seeing. The word of God tells us whatever we put our focus on, we are conformed to the very image of that thing. I can tell what you've been looking at just watching you, praise God, because whatever you are focusing on, you are conformed to the image of that. And so therefore, they are now persuaded by it. They embraced him, it said. That is, they thought on or meditated on, which also involved feelings or emotion. Well, you have to understand, the more you look at a thing, then emotion and feeling begin to get attached to it. I don't know about you, but when I first saw my wife, I sure liked to praise God. I sure was impressed by her. I sure wanted to get next to that girl, I'm telling you right now. But I didn't love her when I first saw her. But the more I focused on her, the more I saw her, the more I spent time, then feelings and emotion came along, you understand? And so when you focus on the word of God, you begin to put your attentions on it, you begin to get your whole self involved in what you are focusing on. It begins to not only change you, but change your feelings and change your thoughts. The Bible said they embraced him. And then finally it said they confess. that they were strangers. You begin to confess now. The Bible said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The more you meditate on the word, the more you give yourself to it, it begins to get into you. It begins to change and convert you until now all you talking is what you're seeing. And so we don't want to just begin to quote scriptures and haven't given the time to meditation and prayer on that word, because we're like someone shooting blanks. We're making a lot of noise, but we're not getting much accomplished because there's no faith attached to it. But the more you take the word and meditate upon it and begin to confess that word and continue to focus on that word, faith is built in your heart so that now when you speak the word, all the word does is encapsulate your faith. The word becomes the motive, and it begins to go against the mountain and to destroy it. It begins to get into you those old system, old beliefs, old things you do and don't even know why you do it. It begins to attack it and pull it down, praise God, so that now a new system is placed in you that you do the word automatically. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. You have to understand something. The thought is the beginning of a future. The thought is a potential. And so your thoughts, you have to guard your heart against it, against every thought. Take every thought captive. I can't let errant thoughts run loose in my mind because they are the potential of a future. I can't look at you and say, I hate you and I want to hurt you, because that's the potential of a future. And so I must take captive every thought. Praise God. Finally, Paul uses the analogy of how the war was campaigned in his day. And what they would do would determine the land that was going to be conquered, and so an invasion, of course, was planned. And they had to sit and think about how they were going to attack the stronghold, because every kingdom, every city had a stronghold, and so they would take an inventory of the enemy, and then they would draw up some type of attack. And then once they got the plan in place, they would lay siege to the stronghold, and finally they would take captive the enemies of the kingdom. And so that's what he used here in 2 Corinthians 10. And so we'll use this same analogy as a blueprint to lay siege of these old strongholds in us that keep us from doing what we know God's word says, and that keep us struggling and keep us seeing ourselves as defeated, and I can't do this. And praise God, we're coming against that thing. We're going to take an inventory of what it is hindering me. What is it that when I want to do right, this thing is calling me problem? Well, that's an old mindset still in there, need to be rooted out. Then I need to draw up a plan of attack against that thing. Praise God, against that stronghold. I need to come against that argument and reason that's trying to hold me and bind me and keep me from seeing the goodness of God in this land. I need to lay siege of that thing by renewing my mind with the word of God, by force feeding myself, praise God, to acquire taste for that thing until everything is rooted out there, taking that captive every thought that's disobedient against the word of God, and know that I'll come out on top. Praise God. Men and women of God, you are what you think. Praise God. And so we want to change your thinking, and so that you can become what God has said, that not only will you will agree with your mouth, but you will believe in your heart that what God has said is true, and that thing will manifest before you. If you can't see it in your mind, you can't have it in time. Back to you, Pastor Joycelyn. God bless you. Folks, have a great and awesome day. God bless you.
I'm telling you, that preacher has preached up on this call this morning. Thoughts is the beginning of a future. I bless the Lord for you, Pastor Henderson. We honor the Lord for you, and we honor the Lord for the word of God that has come. Hindrance that will keep us from thinking the way God tells us to think. Hindrance to right thinking. You and I are what we think. You are who you are based on your belief system. We have to change our belief system to what the word of God says and align it up with that. Again, we honor the Lord for the word that is in your mouth, and so we bless the Lord. Ms. Robin, if you would come now and would seal this word with a word of prayer, we would be most grateful. God bless you as you come.
Pastor J, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. God bless you, dear.
Praise God. Father God, thank you for the word that has come forward this day, Lord God. And Father, we will meditate on your word. We will do and observe your word. We will eat your word, Lord God. Father God, we will come to you to ensure, Father God, that as we spend time with you, fellowshipping with you, that you make that word real to us, Father God, so that as we speak it, Father, it is life to our bones, to our flesh, in the name of Jesus. And Father, because we know that we don't want for any good thing, because your Son, Jesus, came to make us free, we are free indeed. And Lord God, you are the one who caused us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, for those that we pray for. We know, Lord, that you have forgiven all of thine iniquities. You've healed all those diseases. You bore their grief and you carried our sorrows. And because of that, with the stripes of Jesus, they are healed, they are whole, they are healthy. For the purpose that you sent your Son, our King, Lord Jesus, he was manifested here on this earth to destroy all the works of the enemy. So we know that we are victorious in you. Thank you, Lord, for that. And I thank you that we, being the beloved in Christ Jesus, that we will prosper and be in health, Lord, even as our soul prospers. I thank you that you give power to those that are weary, Father, and they will not faint, and that you are increasing their strength in the name of Jesus. Because you said as they wait upon you, Lord, you will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, and they will run, and they will not faint. So I thank you, Father, for renewing their strength. I thank you, Lord, for watching over the Preston family, Rushi's family, and all the family members that are represented on this call, Father. I thank you, Lord, because you're Jehovah Nisi, Lord, and your banner over us is love, Father. And you said in your word that as we cast our burdens upon you, you're the one that sustains us. And you said that the righteous will never suffer. So we thank you for that, Lord. Father, I thank you for the man of God, for the word that has gone forward, Father, that you are replenishing your anointing in him, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that as he continues to seek you, Father God, that you continue to pour into him, Father, so he can impart into the body of Christ. And, Lord, we're going to take your word this day, Father God. We will meditate on your word, Lord. We will have right thinking, Lord God. We'll go into the marketplace, Father. We'll be your minister in the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. J.
God bless you, Minister Robin. We honor the Lord for you coming to seal this call in prayer. I want to say to every one of you on this phone this morning, it's been an absolute honor and an absolute privilege to be on this call this morning. I want to again give you the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Again, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. That is our email address. And the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com is our website. In about an hour, Dr. Vanessa will have this uploaded so that you can go in and you can play it over and over again. And all of the messages that have been brought on this call are on that website as well. Again, we want to just say this morning to each and every one of you, go out, make it an absolute wonderful day in the kingdom of God. I say put a seed in the ground that would encourage someone else, and I do believe and decree and declare that God will give you back everything that you have sown out in the kingdom of God. And I just, again, honor the Lord for every one of you. Dr. Vanessa, going to ask if you would come and if you would just end this call the way in which you would desire for it to be. I honor the Lord for you allowing me to co-host this call this morning, and we do praise the Lord for you and for the integrity that you walk in. God bless you, dear, as you come.
You did a fantastic job. We just love and celebrate Dr. J, who has truly stepped up to the plate during Dr. P.K. Roberts' sabbatical. We want to always let you know how much we love and appreciate you, and my God, what a word. Well, we have a minute, and I just want to again thank each and every one of you. I just am excited today. I just have to give my own little testimony. I'm really down here in Prairie View. My parents are celebrating 59 years of marriage today, and all of us were here this past weekend. And we can be encouraged that God is faithful through the years, and as we, each and every one of us, celebrate our family, celebrate this artist family, I just thank you, Amber, for opening up the call, always prayer general, lining it up. And Miss Tiffany, we are always looking for prayer warriors, those who want to be a part of this prayer team. We have so many prayer requests, and we do bathe over and pray over every day. Ayana, we are praying for you and your daughter and just many of you all who know that God hears and answers prayer. We celebrate each and every one of you, but this Master's Call is all about the Master. So as Dr. J said, go out and spread the word. Let others know that we're here. And as I always admonish you each and every day, now you go out and submit and obey the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Thanks again, and have a blessed day, or as Dr. PK would say, go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Dr. Vanessa, the...
It's being recorded.
Yes, we are the prayer team, if you will hang on, and everybody else is dismissed. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Thank you, Dr. J.
You're welcome.